Well, here we are, second day of the octave. We celebrate today the season of Easter still. It's an octave is just a day when we kind of celebrate the same way that we did on the first day. So Easter has an octave, Christmas has an octave. It used to be that Pentecost had an octave. Today we're in the octave still. And we're already looking forward to Pentecost, so the coming of the Holy Spirit. In Acts of the Apostles today, we see Peter preaching, and it's this moment where the people of Jerusalem are kind of cut to the heart, it says. They're cut to the heart. They recognize, there's something really that we've missed out on or that we should be more attentive to. It must be that Peter's speaking in such a way that it's so obvious that it's not coming from him, this simple man, this fisherman, but that the Spirit of God is working through him. And so they are moved, their hearts are moved. And they desire this, and they ask, what should we do? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, he says. So it's this idea that they are to be belong to Christ is to be baptized and to enter into this life of the Spirit. And now as we are in Easter, we continue our journey towards Pentecost, which is, again, the day when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. And so we, as we are gathered today, let's begin praying. Let's pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit. As we're here in these days preparing for Divine Mercy next Sunday, it's a good thing to pray for that too, experiencing the Divine Mercy, the chaplet, the novena to the Divine Mercy. These are good things. But let's keep in the back of our minds this whole time, this whole season of Easter, we're preparing once again for Pentecost. So let's ask the Lord to open our hearts to his Spirit, that it may work in us and through us.